This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We spend a little time talking about how I've validated, I won't say validated, but told you guys that the Democrats are in big trouble. Trump has the Democrats right where he wants them. It wasn't an orchestrated thing. It was an inevitability. He's got them right where he wants them. He is locked and loaded. Donald Trump couldn't have sat down and drawn up a plan that said, here's how I'm going to get the Democrats. I'm going to have them accuse me of being a liar, a cheat, a scoundrel, etc., in collusion with the Russians, etc. And then I'm going to reveal that they're the ones that are actually all of those things. And while that's going on, I'm going to build America's greatest economy in the modern era, and since forever. And I'm going, you know, all these other things that are going on, I'm going to address the debt issue. I'm going to address the foreign policy in a way that makes sense and not give up the sovereignty of this country and on and on. I'm going to address the border issue. And all the meanwhile, as these lies of the left begin to come to the fore, it's going to make people understand and believe me, and it's going to give me more ability to move things forward. And then I'm going to win the 2020 election, get back to House, and on and on and on. He couldn't script it any better, because that's essentially what's going to happen. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. A great economy that's only going to get better. Why? Because when you start dealing with the trade agreements where we've been getting hosed, and you say, you know what, we're no longer going to lose $700 to $800 billion a year in trade, a loss that makes our trade deficit being in the top 20 of GDP of nations. Nations can be run on what we lose in trade. 844-551-8255. Donald Trump's addressing trade, specifically with China, which is more than just about trade because it has to do with their economy. But Donald Trump doing that has the Democrats in a pickle. Even Chuck Schumer agrees with Trump on his China policy. And speaking of China, I saw a report from a leftist rag that admitted that Donald Trump, can't lose on China. They finally admitted the obvious. What took them so long to come to the realization that you can't be in a war with a country where you're losing $375 billion in trade and you decide you're not going to do that anymore? There is no way to lose that war. You've been bludgeoned and you finally decided to fight back is what it amounts to. Well, let me tell you something about fighting back. You can't lose if you fight back. You can't. I'm not saying you'll win the fight. I'm just saying that you're not going to go down like a chump. I was reviewing what Limbaugh was saying in a previous segment, and I'm talking about in my show. And he's essentially reviewing what I review when I talk about headlines. And then I use those headlines that connect the breadcrumbs to help you come to the understanding that we're on the right track. We conservatives, we pragmatists, have never been in this position. And you could go back to Reagan, but and it lasted for a while. You've never been in a position like this, and the main reason is this. Because the Democrats, these scurrilous beings, did this attempted coup on Trump, their level of credibility is so low that you're in the best shape you could possibly be in. Anyway, Limbaugh goes on to talk about some of these other stories. He says, Democrats' feminist crisis story came from NBC News. Can a woman beat Trump? Some Democrats wonder if it's worth the risk. See, that's a Biden puff piece there. Let's get it out of our heads that we need to have a woman. There was a lady that spoke out against a news reporter in Baltimore that asked a very simple question. We've had three female black mayors, and we're in trouble. This city's in trouble. Do you think maybe we need to change course? She asked a question. She made an observation that our last three mayors have been black females. Do you think we need to look at a different way of going about fixing our city? And she got fired over that. Legitimate question. It would be like saying we've had three, they do it all the time with white presidents, but I'm saying it would be like anything that if we had three coaches for the three black female coaches for this team, and they've all lost. Don't you think, guys, maybe we ought to look at a guy, or we ought to do something different, change course? But no, it's considered racist, and the lady gets fired over it. So is it worth it? Holy smokes, what a headline, Limbaugh exclaimed. Is it worth to nominate a woman just to nominate a woman? That sounds like what they did with Mondale in 1984. Can a woman beat Trump? Some Democrats wonder if it's worth the risk, meaning do we nominate a woman just to say we nominated a woman? Do we nominate a woman just to say that? What if we go down in defeat? Is it worth it? Great analysis, Rush Limbaugh. I'm not trying to be snarky, but look, it's the obvious. That's what Democrats do. Let's get a black guy. Let's get a woman. Let's get a black this. Let's get a gay and all that. And is it working? No, not at all. Another headline that Limbaugh talked about was highlighted from The Guardian. Time to impeach. Headache for Democrats over how to take on Trump. And here's what Limbaugh supposedly said. Wait a minute. See what I mean? 2 years ago, it was a slam dunk. Trump was gone. Mueller was going to get the goods. Trump collusion. Even pencil neck Schiff went on real time with Bill Maher, and Bill Maher called him a Trump stalker. See, folks, you watch these headlines, you read between the lines, and you understand where the real the temperature of the water, the real pulse of America is. And I'm going to tell you, it is not with the Democrats. They know they're in big trouble. And let me tell you, I don't have to relitigate. I don't have to rehash. I don't have to go over most of this stuff. The Democrats are very aware that the Comey stuff is going to backfire. The Christopher Steele dossier, and I know you guys think I'm joking when I tell you these people are going to have their bug-out bags. They're looking at countries that don't have extradition, and maybe I'm having a little bit of fun with the subject. But we're not very far off. These people are scrambling. The swamp rats who formerly would just be holding out going, nah, we'll make it, man, we'll make it. They know that their time is up. You're going to start seeing more whistleblowers. You're going to start seeing more articles, more things like what Limbaugh's talking about. And the last one I'll read, he says, PJ Media, Trump winning the 2020 money game. Pardon me. I talked about this weeks ago, telling you Trump's outpacing all these guys, and he hasn't really started. Hey, listen, we got a great rest of the show for you. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. We're going to cover how much the Democrats control.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are in a heap and help in the trouble. I left off talking about Limbaugh, talking about this PJ Media article. Trump winning the 2020 money game for now. Says a Trump campaign and the RNC raised a combined $76.1 million the first 3 months of 2019. Over $80 million in combined cash. 21 times the amount that Barack Obama and the DNC had raised at this time in 2011. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I like that stat because it puts in perspective exactly where things stand at this point in history from 4 years ago. And what's interesting about, or whatever time frame, 8 years ago. So the beauty of this is that it showcases that the Trump machine gets it. I don't know where it's going to end up, but if it's 10 times what Obama could raise, what do you think that means? And by the way, Barack Obama, folks, we're not talking about Joe Biden. We're not talking about Hillary Clinton. We're talking about a guy who was a fundraising machine. In 2008, when Barack Obama was running, it was a privilege to throw a fundraiser for him. People were dying to do it. He couldn't get to enough places. And by 2011, things had changed for sure. That he was still a big fundraising machine. Look at what he's doing for is a foundation, another crooked racketeering organization like the Clinton Foundation. He's a fundraising machine. Donald Trump is outpacing this guy 21 to 1. That is just astounding. I keep telling everybody, he's not even really in the race yet, and he's still going on. Now, what's going on with the Democrats? We've already talked about it. O'Rourke struggling, relaunching his campaign. Kamala Harris, relaunching her campaign. Elizabeth Warren, not heard of. Now, as I've asked you guys many times, name me, I'll give you the top six Democrats. So let's go from the top. We got Biden, we got Sanders, Buttigieg, who's losing steam, O'Rourke, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris. Let's go. Cory Booker. This is what I do for a living. Let me think. Okay, Cory Booker. I remember Yang because he's the only, like, a dot-com billionaire, but he gets no press. There's that lady that's a congresswoman or something who beats up her staffers. Don't remember her name. I'm just saying, think about, once you drop off of that list, I don't even remember most of these people's names, and even the people whose names that I've mentioned, they're struggling. They said, this is an article. Buttigieg may be a Democrat running for president, soaking up the L.A. spotlight today, but the South Bend, Indiana mayor is going to have to get a fundraising move if he wants to catch up with Biden. Again, they are shoehorning in Biden. But Biden raised $750,000 at some Michael Smith, an interior designer's Beverly Hills home the other night, according to a knowledgeable source. I'll put it this way. If Donald Trump wants to raise $2 million, $5 million in a night, easy to do. Anyway, they said, leading in the dough and in the polls, Biden's success may be a spurt out of the gate or a long-term problem for the more than 20 other Democrats in the race. Now, here's what I want you to know. By the way, this was a $2,500 to $10,000 ticket event at the home of... It says at the home of Barack Obama's former ambassador to Spain and HBO executive James Costos and his partner and ex-White House interior designer Michael Smith, $2,500 to $10,000. So that's what he raised. He raised $750,000. Great. And I told you guys, I hope they all do well. I hope they all raise a ton of money. Because any money that goes to all the other 20, it's now 23 or 24 candidates, by the way. Because a new person just added their hat in the ring. Does it matter who it is? Anyway, there were protesters outside of that event. And, it's not going to be an easy go. I guess I'm trying to figure out where do you go from here? Biden said this, though. You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. Run. This is what he says. Somebody told him, this is not about you. Run, Joe, run. Thank you very much. Oh, my gosh. Big trouble, man, for these guys. And let me tell you why. Joe Biden had it. We talked about it. But Joe Biden had an event. A couple hundred people there. It looks like they had it in an old folks home. And I love old people. But let me tell you, this audience today was 80-year-olds. Now, you may say, Kevin, but there are people that like Biden. There are some youngsters. Show me any youngsters. Show me Biden going to a college and there being a hoopla over him. Let me hearken you back to the days of Obama. When this man went to colleges and universities, I'm talking, there was standing room only. You couldn't get in. He energized all these kids. And they're talking about the vote of the what they call them, Generation Z and the millennials. There's nobody that gives a crap about Biden or any other candidate on that ticket. There's no pizzazz. Let me tell you what they did. With Obama, they gave the Democrats an endorphin high. They gave him a shot of crack. And it burned out most of their synapses. And now they can no longer reach that high. That's what drugs do to you, by the way. Kills your synapses, and you can't reach that high. So in order to get that high, it has to be artificial. So they tried to create it. Oh, the Russian collusion, that'll give them a high. But it doesn't. It was a short-lived high. And let me tell you why I know this. This is another sign of bad news for the Democrats. Senator Bernie Sanders has seen his support drop sharply among young voters that have powered his rise in the Democratic politics, according to a new poll. Survey from the Morning Consult finds that Sanders' support among young people between the ages of 18 and 29 has dropped from 45% in March to 33% in May. Sanders' support with the youngest voters, who propelled his surprising challenge to then Democratic contender Hillary Clinton in 2016, has steadily declined in the poll since topping out at 46%. Overall, former Vice President Joe Biden has opened up a big lead in the Democratic field, coming in at 39%. Keep in mind, just the other day, they were talking about Biden being in the 40s. Now he's at 39, and it says followed by Sanders at 19, and now Sanders was at 22, and Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris are now at 8%. Now here's what's funny about that. It used to be Buttigieg and O'Rourke, but those two are at 8%. Now Buttigieg is at 6% and O'Rourke is at 5%. And here's what I would say is even worse news for the Democrats, that anybody even cares about that the fact that these people are still getting some play here. You know what I'm saying? That these folks are getting any type of percentage at all. That should be scary to the Democrats. So what do they got to do? They got to go on a feeding frenzy. They got to eat each other alive. There's blood in the water. Who's going to pick up Buttigieg's 5 points? Who's going to pick up O'Rourke's? Talk about it when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bill prohibiting LGBTQ discrimination is headed to the Senate after passage in the House.
The yeas are 236, the nays are 173. The bill is passed.
The measure expands the Civil Rights Act, which was approved in 1964, and would ban discrimination against LGBTQ individuals based on sexual orientation or gender identity. The bill faces an uncertain future in the Republican-led Senate, and President Trump has already said he would be opposed to the bill. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio was the latest person to announce he's running for president in 2020 against President Trump. Aboard Air Force One, President Trump discusses de Blasio's entry into the race.
I just heard that the worst mayor in the history of New York City, and without question, the worst mayor in the United States, is now running for president. It will never happen.
USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How desperate must you be to want Hillary Clinton to be your candidate? Again, there are people within the Democratic Party who want a two-time loser who had the best possible chance to win an election in the history of man because her previous boss was stacking the deck against another guy, and she still couldn't win. And you know what? The Democrats still want her. That is the, if I tell you that the Democrats tell you exactly who they are, they like losers. They want a loser, a crook, a person who's authorized and committed unmentionable crimes. She has tried to squash the Me Too movement with her own husband. This is a woman who would, as this old saying goes, wouldn't pee on you if you were on fire. She wouldn't, she'd run over her grandmother in order to get to what she wants. And I don't think there's very many people who would argue that. But Hillary wants to come off as being the quiet, nicer person. I've got two Secret Service friends who worked for the Clintons, and both of them have nothing good to say about her. Is she still running? That's what somebody's asking. Yeah, they said, and I mentioned this the other day, that she's not going to take an endorsement. She's given nobody an endorsement, and she's headed up to New Hampshire, the first primary state. So people are speculating, is she going to run? Yeah, and I talked the other day about all the things Hillary Clinton did. Most people would be embarrassed to run on her record. She prides herself that she negotiated the Iran nuclear deal, a deal that President Trump said was unbelievable. It was a farce. It was a horrible deal. NAFTA, she support. I mean, to run on Hillary Clinton's record, it's like, are you serious? Her record in the Middle East? People dying on her watch? Let me just say, brain-dead moronic Democrats, do you really want Hillary Clinton as your candidate again? I can't imagine. I mean, she didn't prevent North Korea from getting nukes. She didn't stop Russia from getting involved in Ukraine. It's unbelievable. And then she wants to bring up Russian meddling.
I should have been president. If I would have been president, had Russia not meddled.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't have been president if, I mean, she's not president anyway, but you weren't, if it weren't for Barack Obama meddling and doing stuff against Trump. In other words, if the truth were reported about Trump, you wouldn't have even come close to being president. Donald Trump's presidency is a gift. I mean, it is ordained by God. That's not what I want to talk about, though. I want to talk about how these people are eating each other. Now, part of the way that they're eating each other is people keep coming in to join. De Blasio wants in. There's another, I mentioned a governor of, not Montana, but some state, Democrat governor, jumping in the race? Really? I mean, I don't, does it seem late in the game? It seems late in the game considering there's 22, 23, now what, 24 people running? You would think that the announcement of Joe Biden coming in was going to scare everybody off. And, of course, they gave all the polling to say,
God, you know, look at Biden. He's all taking other people over in the polls. And then they talked about how much money he's raising. Look at Joe Biden. He's raising all this money.
And yet people still keep coming in. How many people are joining to go after Trump? You know what I mean? There's one guy, Weld, from Massachusetts, who's, for being honest with you, he's a Democrat. It's got an R after his name. But Weld is the only person who's even mentioned going against Trump. What was his name? Kasich. Where's Kasich? Where's any of the other challengers? Where's Ted Cruz? Ted Cruz was very close. Rand Paul. What about Dr. Carson? Is he going to run again? There's nobody that would dare. I'm talking about with any sanity who would dare challenge Trump. Because it would be a losing problem. It would be like challenging Reagan in 84. Wasn't going to happen. But the Democrats, even with the top field of, I mean, they got everybody. They got blacks and Latina. I mean, I don't know what they got. Yeah, the O'Rourke thinks he's a Latino. They got gays. They got it all. And they can't get a candidate. And as I reviewed with Limbaugh's talks, if you look at all the different news headlines, they're wondering, do we need a woman? Do we need black? Do we need who? You know, maybe we should just run the best candidate. So not only are they is the attack on the Democrat Party from more people coming in, which shows you that they still don't think they have the right candidate. They're actually attacking one another. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She and Bernie Sanders have gone out, and they're now saying, we got to have the Green New Deal, the Green New Deal. So get this. Bernie Sanders is so low. I just read his stats on he's losing the Gen Z and the millennial vote, as he should, because they should recognize him as a sellout. But this socialist has joined Ocasio-Cortez in hopes that her popularity is going to drag him through on something. Good luck with that. So they're out touting the Green New Deal. How do we take on an industry with unlimited wealth, unlimited power, unlimited resources? We need a political revolution. This is what Sanders said of the fossil fuel industry, which, by the way, saved the whales, saved the trees, and also saved the world for the most part. You know what energy does? It keeps people cool in the summer and warm in the winter, and it saves lives. Do you think Sanders cares? They keep talking about 100% renewable green energy, blah, blah, blah. These people are losing their mind. 77-year-old son of a paint salesman, lifelong career in politics that has culminated in Sanders becoming a millionaire, maybe even a multimillionaire, owning multiple homes, multiple cars. And does this socialist give up his lifestyle? If he wonders why kids are leaving him, that's why. But these guys use the green energy plan to attack Joe Biden. They claim Biden is too moderate. He's not. He's taking the middle ground. Here's what Ocasio-Cortez, she criticized the middle ground climate plan of Joe Biden. This is a deal breaker. There is no middle ground with climate denial and delay. Blaming blue-collar Americans as the main opponents to bold climate policy is gas lobbyist 101, she continued. We're not going to solve the climate crisis with this lack of leadership, with our kids' lives at stake. So guess what they did? They shifted from going after Donald Trump, and now they're going after Joe Biden. Did you notice that? That's my point. It cracks me up. By the way, I mentioned the other day that there was a shift from the Democrats off of Donald Trump on the Russian collusion and the Mueller report stuff and on to Bill Barr. You want to know why that is? They can't even get over the hump in their own party. their own party. If you, Democrats said, I remember this is 2-3 years ago. The climate was going to be the issue. Barack Obama called it settled science, and anybody who wasn't for it, there's no way they were going to get elected. And now, who are the Pied Pipers? Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez. And Bernie Sanders, for the most part, on the presidential side. And then, what does Biden do? Biden takes a, quote, more moderate approach. That's what they want people to see Biden as, is moderate. But he's not getting any love. Here's Hillary Clinton talking about the men on her side of the aisle and the runners, people running, because I think, as I said earlier, Hillary may be positioning for a run, but here's Clinton.
There have already been all of these stories about him. Are they likable enough? For heaven's sakes, that is such a sexist question. And yet it's asked all the time. And you look at the guys who are running, and some of them, I can tell you from personal experience, are not likable.
So not only are AOC and Bernie Sanders attacking Joe Biden, so is Hillary Clinton, but she's also attacking Bernie as well. These people don't know where to land. And then there's a story, I don't know if you guys saw this, but apparently Biden's got another issue coming up, and it has to do with his panty raids. Did you guys know this? He used to joke about his preoccupation with college panty raids. This is a 50s fad where the male students would, you know, go into the girls' dorms and they'd steal their panties. And according to the text of a December 3rd, 1986 speech to the National League of Cities in San Antonio, archived at the Library of Congress, 76-year-old Biden recalled watching JFK's inaugural address as a senior in high school and said the speech kindled the bonfire that started all over again. And he was referring to, I guess, these panty raids. This guy is a walking, talking, look, I get it, you know, things changed over time, but not so much for him. He's got a lot of problems ahead.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden, a quote, for those of you who look back on it and say, things are different now than they were then, let me remind you, in 1959 and early 1960, there were no great movements on college. What does he say here? On college campuses. The only thing we were concerned about in those days were jobs and panty raids. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. That's their top candidate. He's talked about blacks. He's talked about women. He's talked about black women. He's talked about Pakistanis working in 7-Elevens and on and on. This is the idiot that they want running, you know, for running their stuff. Congratulations to him. Good luck with that. 844-551-8255. Let me tell you. These guys are attacking one another. Booker attacked Warren. These are two people, they don't even know how to fight. You know what I mean? Booker is attacking somebody who's not even in the mix. She's at 8%. Cory Booker swatted at his Senate colleague and fellow 2020 presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren for her call to break up some of the country's most powerful technology companies, bashing the proposal as not benefiting a president, befitting rather, a president, and sounding, quote, more like a Donald Trump thing to say. Really? Donald Trump pushing anti-business, which, by the way, they're talking about Facebook, I believe. She says that, and here's what the article goes on. Booker said he disagreed with a plan by Warren to create, quote, a level playing field by splintering giant tech firms, including Amazon, Facebook, and Google. I'll give her credit. She's one of the first people to speak out against those companies who have nothing but predatory practices, as far as I'm concerned. She's the first one to do that. Booker disagrees and then says she sounds like Trump. Really? I think he sounds more like Trump. Donald Trump would probably, I mean, as much as they have a monopoly on the service that they provide, I think ultimately Donald Trump could be convinced that it's not Facebook, Google, or Amazon's problem that we continue to use them. I think ultimately if I sat down with the president, I'd say, look, we can talk about Facebook all we want. No, he's not twisting our arm to do business with him. Not at all. Just like MySpace, there's been four or five of these big social media companies that are gone. Some are more marginalized. LinkedIn, people use it for business. It can be specialized. Why can't, and I'm going to give a plug here, Tea Party Community be the place where you come for politics as a social media site? Nobody's stopping you. You know what's stopping you, conservatives that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show? You just don't want to do it. And you know what? There are times when we show our laziness, and it cracks me up. We are the most industrious people on the planet. I'm talking about conservatives. We're very industrious. We want to work our butts off. But when it comes to doing something that we know is going to benefit us in the whole, take away the very thing that we complain about with Zuckerberg, do we do it? Nope. Anyway, so Booker's attacking Warren, AOC and Bernie are attacking Biden, Hillary Clinton's attacking all the men, right? And I'm gonna look. All you got to do is go on. Eventually, they're gonna attack O'Rourke as being a failed individual. They're gonna attack Yang for having too much money. They're gonna attack Kamala Harris for being a liar to the Me Too movement and a sellout to the Me Too movement. They're gonna attack Bernie Sanders for being a sellout to socialism, and on and on and on. And you know what else is happening? More and more people are running for office. Here's Steve Bullock, the governor of Montana. I alluded to him earlier in the broadcast. The governor of Montana, who's a Democrat, he's asked the question, why do you think you should run? What credentials do you have? And listen to this pause.
Yes, ma'am.
What have you been proudest to achieve as governor?
I am happy that hopefully my kids still know my most important job is being their dad. I think the things where, you know, as governor, it's not like attorney general when you know you won or lost a case. Sometimes you won't have impacts for years. But I know that 100,000 people in Montana have health care because of the work that we've done. I know that we've done more to the earlier question to try to keep the outside influence of dollars out of our election so that your voice matters as long as you vote. Right, Jamie? As long as you vote, than some big corporate treasury or a company. I'm pleased with the way that we've invested in education. I think that's one of the great equalizers that we have. I think another great equalizer is our public lands. We've protected those, so we'll hand off that to you as well. So I guess those are a few of the things I've been pleased with.
This dude is too far. I mean, can you imagine this guy going up against Trump in a debate? Well,
He can't even think of anything. This is when I asked Hillary, what has she done as Secretary of State she's most proud of? Well, you know, then there was that thing. Holy cow. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson.
My kids know that my most important job is being their dad.
Oh, that's your answer. You can tell when somebody's done nothing. Ask me what I've done. Kevin, what have you done in the movement? I'd say, let me tell you, I've influenced more black folks that have probably looked at being a Democrat or an independent. I've influenced them to degrees that I can't tell you, but I guarantee you we've made an impact. I've shored up the backbone of many a conservative who questioned themselves based on what they've been told. I've absolutely fought the battle against social welfare, you know, these social justice warriors, and my job of ending identity politics is second to none. I mean, I can tell. It's not even a question. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to rehearse it. I don't have to practice it. It's there. This guy, what have you done as governor?
Who knows? And then, wait a minute.
And then, what about Cory Booker and his commitment to the job of president? Check out this clip.
Speaking of that, your term expires coterminous with this presidential election. Yeah. So a law was passed in the state to allow you to run for both. Do you intend to run for both? And, I mean, you expect to be in public office of one sort or another in January of 2021?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm running full bore to be the President of the United States of America, and I'm going to fight like anything to win the support of my party and to win the support of the American people. But should that not work out, I'm looking forward to staying in the United States Senate and continue to do what I've been doing for the last 5 years, which is getting stuff done. I'm proud of my career as a senator. I'm proud of the contributions I've been able to make. So I love the job that I have, but I aspire to be the President of the United States, not just because of the ideas that I want to bring to bear, but because I also do believe that this is a moment in America where we don't need to fight fire with fire or define us by the worst of who we are or fight Donald Trump on his terms. But this is a time we need a party that's going to unite Americans to deal with challenges and injustices.
All right, now I'm not going to be a hypocrite and tell you that if we had a Republican senator who was running, and, you know, for whatever reason, and I would tell them hold on to their seat as well, because I certainly wouldn't want it to go to a Democrat. But I will say this with consistency, that by doing that, you're essentially saying, I don't think I can win. Rand Paul did it. I'm friends with Rand. I would recommend that he hold on to his seat because I want to make sure a good senator stays in there. Okay? But that's the reason why he didn't win. See, Trump had nothing to lose. And he wasn't worried about what's going to happen with the Republicans or anything. He was a businessman who said, I think I can do this, and he had nothing to lose. Cory Booker's got something to lose, and the reason why Cory Booker's campaign isn't getting any traction is for exactly that reason. He's a lightweight who doesn't want to just make a commitment. If Cory Booker were smart, he'd say, you know what? I'm all in. I've done the Senate. He's got a good career ahead of him if he leaves, but you know what? He thinks he's got more coming. But let me tell you why the Democrats remain in deep kimchi. Stacey Abrams, I talked about this. Here's an article. Hasn't ruled out a White House bid. It's been reported to you that while not running for Senate, potentially considering joining the ever-growing Democratic presidential field. Is that true? This is what the host of the show, Dan Pfeiffer, asked her, former special advisor to Obama. And she said yes. This gubernatorial candidate replied yes. She said she's publicly changed her mind about running for president since her national profile exploded. No, what she's telling you is there is nobody in that field that I feel like I can't beat. So why not go for it? Folks, Democrats are in big trouble.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.